When it comes to B2B social networks, imagination is the limit. Yet, for many of us in business today, professional social networking begins and ends with LinkedIn. And sometimes, certain salespeople have this tendency to go overboard trying to harass as many people as they can. After all, it's a sales playground, you know? I spoke with Bruno Fritlansky, a seasoned European LinkedIn expert, recently. Here is the transcript of this interview in which I asked Bruno a number of questions with a focus on innovation in B2B social networks. LinkedIn started as a social networking tool for professionals, but now, in essence, it has become primarily an HR tool as well as a playground for reckless salespeople. There is a risk then the network loses its mojo if too much harassment takes place, and specialized vertical industry-based social networks have yet to be invented. Imagination is the limit, Bruno Fritlansky told me. Okay, we're on LinkedIn, but why? Originally, LinkedIn was a digital networking space for professionals to meet each other, for those who already knew each other, and to get to know new people. It was also a way to put your CV online and thus to advertise yourself as a potential employee. Businesses tend to look for future employees on LinkedIn and focus on those who have already built a community, even if they are not necessarily looking for work. LinkedIn also opened up beyond the HR departments to the entire commercial side with a tool like Sales Navigator. Yet, reckless salespeople who overlook all the rules of ethics and lose sight of the fundamentals of sales have flooded the network. Budding salespeople who work properly learn to get to know their customers and to understand their needs before selling anything to fulfill those needs in the best possible manner. However, because of digital automation and its virtual bias, an increasing number of ill-behaved salespeople launch campaigns, a very telltale warlike word, and harass their targets. They tend to send unsolicited business proposals. They bypass the initial discovery phase and try to make a fast buck on a network that wasn't designed for this originally. More often than not, such pirates send offers that are not at all relevant to the people they target, another warlike word. Only because your profile states you're a marketing manager means you will be sent all sorts of marketing offers, even though your expertise in marketing has nothing to do with them. Let's face the music. On LinkedIn, people are hunting down like wild animals, Fritlansky added. We've seen this happen before in continental Europe. The VRDO social network, originally launched from France, is a good example of what one shouldn't do. Over time, they allowed too many members and tools to flood their network with business offers, and gradually, this has put off most members who have left the network. LinkedIn today has a major issue if it wants to keep its specificity and usefulness, Fritlansky says. If the people you want to connect with disappear, LinkedIn ceases to be attractive. We need, as human beings, to be connected to other professionals. It's part of our job to network. If our network leaves, we too will leave and the network will lose its value, the expert added. There is a dire need for more vertical social networks. I'm no fortune teller, but there are certainly more vertical networks that could crop up in the future, Fritlansky said. There is one dimension that will never change though, and that is time. Days only last for 24 hours, and us as professionals have a limited amount of time to devote to digital tools, to manage a community, to facilitate them, and connect with other professionals. It's hard to see beyond this generic B2B social network. All new B2B social networks that are created tend to add a LinkedIn Connect button. This is an issue because it means they cannot exist without LinkedIn. There's no real disruption in that case. It is possible to create a hyper-specialized, hyper-vertical network devoted to an industry or a line of business, even though I haven't yet seen things that have really appealed to me. When it comes to B2B social networks, everything has yet to be invented.